You're listening to the New Old Heads podcast, shot live every Tuesday at twitch.tv/newoldheads and released every Thursday at noon via bringingdowntheband.com. The show is brought to you by Coleman Dental, Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl. Support the show directly by becoming a member at patreon.com/newoldheads.
You are now tuned in to the New Old Heads podcast. I am Major 7. The entire crew is here. Starting off with my man, Jay Moore. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, doing well. And before we get started, justice for Juicy.
I knew Juicy
got him going crazy.
Now, hey, man, Juicy just need to do his time. He in Cook County. He got 5 months. He'll probably do 30 days. Just shut up, fam.
They putting him in the hole or nah?
No, he be all right.
Okay, I was just checking.
Do your time. Don't let the time do you, Juicy.
I heard that.
What's time's name?
Stop, man.
Outfitting.
Longevity, how are you, sir?
I'm swell. Thank you.
Good to see you, my brother, as always.
Yeah.
DJ J Diff, what's happening, man?
Salutations.
Yeah.
All right, Jay Moore got the giggles.
Yeah, it's a good time.
He laughing at somebody else's pain now.
No, shout out to Juicy and his whole family. I know they're going through it. You know, they're all light skinned and well spoken.
You sound like a hater right now.
5 months is a walk in the park, man.
Like I said, it's Cook County. They got real killers to deal with in there. He's going to be out in 30 days. He'll be all right.
Y'all, hey. I wish him well.
I hate to be that guy because I don't want to get jumped on by
the community.
Yeah. What's my girl's name? That was on the HBO show this last season. They wore the AKA outfit and they was mad at.
Because they gave her the blue.
Amanda Seals. I don't want to make Amanda Seals mad at me, but
whatever.
I mean, you don't make up a story and then. Just think you're supposed to walk away scot-free. And I understand she's comparing it to other struggles and things of that nature.
The Nigerians turned on them. Like, they came up. Man. They had videotape and had receipts of when they bought rope and the MAGA hats. Come on, man.
Come on.
Come on, man.
Exposure.
Hey. He's guilty.
Pretty much.
Get him up out of here. Let him do his little 5 months.
Do the five.
I told you he ain't going to do no 5 months.
He ain't.
He just need to be quiet.
Just shut up.
The more he talk, the more.
Be quiet.
Yeah.
Tonight is the next
one. Old girl from Full House deal with like 10 days, if that.
Yeah. Lauren or whatever.
Yeah.
Aunt Becky.
You know,
put Aunt Becky in the hole?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she was like bribing colleges for her kids or something. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Did the hard time, 10 days.
She was still in that university paper, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Probably staying in a place nicer than my house.
Probably for sure.
Absolutely.
You know how
they do. Shout out to the homie Red August who's back in the building doing his Thug Thizzle on the production. We appreciate you as always, sir.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for anybody that vacations in the expensive parts of the country during the fall and goes fishing and wears boat shoes.
The Kanye shoes?
No, not those shoes. No.
Curious George's?
No, like the what are those called? The boats. That's what Crocs? They used to call them back in the day. Boats.
Boat shoes. There's actual boat shoes.
Yeah.
I don't. Are they shaped like boats?
No, they just call them boats.
God, I don't even know what these are.
Get you a nice fit with
not
them
to
too.
Not to be confused with
are these socks? Sockless
boots.
Shoes?
Nah, not duck boots at all.
No.
You remember? You
so people like probably hooks. Do worse.
You've had a pair of boat shoes before in your life.
I had a couple pairs. I grew up in the suburbs. I had some duck boots too.
Yeah,
and duck boots are fly.
Yeah, I was freaking them duck boots.
What was that?
I'm not mad at the duck boots. I'm not mad at that.
Clarks. I had some Clarks.
Those are Wallabies. Oh,
yeah, not them.
No, I had Clarks, not Wallabies.
Just the brand. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not those.
The Wallabies is a specific product line. With
I can see you wearing some.
They are.
Yeah.
I can see you wearing some Wallabies with like a 3X t-shirt. And
who?
A 3X
T. That's not even believable.
No.
I don't know, man. I could see you teaching your Ableton class in some Wallabies in a 3X white t-shirt.
A fresh gas station t-shirt.
Yeah. Fresh out the package. Sagging. Talking about, hey, welcome to Ableton.
When'd you get to lying so much?
Huh? I don't be lying, man.
Mama don't like it.
You don't. All right, man.
That's what got Juicy caught up. Just lying for no reason at all.
Why are you still on Juicy, man? Let that man live and do his time in the hole.
All right.
Putting the comparables together here.
I feel you.
Apples to apples.
Word.
All right, man. Let's go ahead and jump into this rundown. I don't know if he go by Rosé or I don't know what you call Rick Ross at this point. Is it Rick Ross?
Chicken,
is it
Rosé?
He
sells chicken.
He sells chicken. He bought real estate.
He bought a single piece of livestock and about to create a livestock empire.
Ah, yeah.
Tell you one thing. Rick
Ross cuts down his own trees.
Yeah.
His portfolio though is one to be reckoned with. I cannot front on it, brother.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah, the brother's done well, but he was being interviewed. And a question came up. I'll pose this question and see what you all think. Someone says, "Do you think hip hop will ever embrace the LGBT community fully?" And then Ross answered quickly and was like, "I believe hip hop has already embraced it without a doubt." So when I read that, I thought about some of the conversations that we've had in, you know, about here y'all go, man. We went through the Lil Nas X phase and the video and all the stuff that he had in the backlash. I don't know if I agree with how easy Ross said this based off the trends and certain things that we see. Now, we all know in the times that we're living in now, you can mess around and get canceled before you know it just by, you know, typing something, saying something. They'll pull up tweets on you, so we know how that goes. Mm-hmm. But as it relates to him, he and they say he answered it in an unfazed response when he was like, "I believe it's already been embraced without a doubt." What do y'all think about that when you hear Ross say that? Jay Moore, I'll come to you first. Is that legit?
I think it is legit. You know, okay. Being on the, you know, between my time in radio and records and, you know, working in clubs and concert venues, you got to understand you're always going to be around gay people.
Right.
Like, and as far as like, was anybody really surprised when DeBrat came out as gay?
Come on, man.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. I mean, so like, I think we've always had people within the industry, high up in the industry, if you will, who have been gay. And you know what? People have just dealt with it. You know, I don't think there's been a time where it'd be like, "What? So-and-so is gay. Well, I'm not going to perform here." Like, it's never been like that. You know, between all the managers and stylists and people who work in the companies and who, you know, maybe record reps, like you're going, like you would be foolish to think that you could be out here working in entertainment and say, "Well, I've never seen any gay stuff in hip hop." That would be foolish for you to even say out loud. You know, everybody who works in hip hop, whether they knew it or not at the time, has a picture or there's video of you with somebody who's gay. You know, I remember I want to say it was Carl Kanaad that Biggie Smalls was in, and you know, they're shooting dice on the corner with the Timberlands, looking real Brooklyn with it, you know. But you know, 20 years later, Dream Hampton, like, or I want to say Dream Hampton, you know, shout out to her, pointed out that one of the dudes who's in this particular picture that says uses as advertisement, like, that dude is gay, you know, standing right there next to, you know, Notorious B.I.G. So I think there are some fans that don't, you know, they don't believe that, you know, their favorites have been around and have been accepting of people of who are of the community. I don't like to throw out all the letters and the pluses, right, and all that, because I don't want to get it mixed up, because it changes enough to where, like, I don't want to offend anybody.
I agree.
Regardless of what I just said about Juicy.
Right.
But, you know, I think I really think hip hop, honestly, you know, because hip hop has accepted homosexuality so much behind the scenes, just because that's a part of the infrastructure of hip hop, that, you know, when so and so comes out as gay, or you know, you find out somebody, I don't think it's a big deal anymore. Yeah. The only thing that made it kind of wild with Lil Nas X is because, you know, we found out immediately. Well, no, we didn't, because we didn't know until like Old Town Road had already been like number one for like 12 weeks.
Huge.
Or whatever. And then he goes from being a cowboy to being hella gay in his next big look. But, you know, I mean, I honestly, I don't think it's a big, I mean, maybe I take that back. For male rappers, it's still a bit of a taboo. You know, you think about when you listen to female rappers, they talk about, you know, kicking it with girls all the time, even if they're straight. You know, you'll never hear a straight male rapper talking about doing some gay stuff just on the low. That's different. True. But, you know, you'll hear there's a part in a song that's like, "I ain't gay, but I let it."
Yeah.
And y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to fill in the words because, you know, I'm not trying to do no extra work for the sisters. but for real, like, you hear "my girl got a girlfriend." You know, you hear female rappers talk about, you know, engaging in lesbian behavior all the time. I do think it's still taboo, you know, so I'm going to walk it back a little bit. for, you'll never hear a straight male rapper talk about getting it popping with another man just for a look.
Jump in there, Long. What you think?
I actually completely disagree with Jay.
Okay, talk to me.
I mean, not completely, but I think it depends on how we define these things, right? Because, like, if we're talking about just the way the industry works, mm-hmm. yeah, I don't think that it really halts for anybody as long as there's money behind it.
True.
But if we're talking about fans, which I know you kind of mentioned a little bit, I mean, all we have to do is go to our comments section. That's on our on our podcast. And yes. it's like, no, I mean, hip hop, as far as fans, especially anybody older than 50, is super against, maybe not even against, but just super homophobic.
Not even older than 50.
Yeah, I know. But yeah. don't even care about it. And let's not even mention trans, because we're just talking about gay. We're just talking about, but trans is not accepted at all. Period.
Right.
So it, no, I don't think we're anywhere close to that. I think, I think women being
sexually fluid.
Yeah. I think that's just because, I don't know. Women are kind of controlling their own narrative in that space right now a little bit. And I think they have a little bit more, I know this could be butchered, but I feel like they have a little bit more freedom to be open about these things.
No, you know, when you take it out of celebrity and hip hop, like, I'm not sure who y'all have talked to, but, you know, I know women who are married to men right now who say, you know, I did a little experimenting and that didn't stop them from doing what they got to do. But if you don't hear a dude say, I got to pop him with another dude my freshman year. I ain't like it, though.
It's a whole lot more provocative to hear a woman talk about being with a woman.
Exactly.
Accepted,
and I think it's
to men and women.
But I think it's because it's a man's quote unquote industry. You know, like, we're speaking about it from the man's angle. Like, we're used to, you know, women being, you know, that it's just like, you know, sex sells. I mean, it goes across that narrative, you know. I don't think it's taboo. I think it's something that's not really spoken about. I think it's gotten a little bit more open as far as the artists that have come out and done it. You know, Kevin Abstract is gay, you know. You know, I don't even want to mention Tyler. I don't even know, because he trolls so much. He's probably straight, or maybe he's not. We don't know. But
troll game is high.
You know, and then there's the Isaiah Rashad stuff, which, you know, who knows how he's doing. Hope he's doing all right.
Yeah, true. Because somebody put him out there.
I ain't heard from dudes since. Like,
that's
no tweets or anything. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of his.
But, like, Kevin Abstract was one of the first rappers that I saw that was, like, super open about it. He's in Brockhampton, if you're familiar with that group. And, you know, I feel like the younger generation is a lot more progressive than what even our generation is. You know, it's just like they're growing up with it as a part of the culture. It's more so acceptable. They kind of, I don't know. When we grew up, it wasn't mainstream like that, you know? So,
I agree with that. Yeah.
It's almost nowadays, I hate to say it, kind of a popularity contest to even say that you are in some cases.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, there's so many layers to that.
Yeah, because I had a conversation
with, you know, as far as this is kind of a renaissance, if you will, for Black creatives as far as getting things on television.
Right.
But it seems to be one underlying thread that's in every single TV show. It's almost like I wait for it to happen.
As far as introducing the
new Bel Air has Ashley playing. Well, she hasn't necessarily came out as gay, but she's definitely bi curious.
Yeah, but that's when I wasn't surprised by that. Nah. I was waiting for it to happen because that seems to be the trend right now.
To Lone's point, as we speak about eras and how things have changed, that would have been. The shock meter would have been on 100.
Oh, 15 years, 20 years ago. Put that on Time magazine. Remember when Ellen said she was gay? They put on a couple of magazines.
I think
it's not a big deal now.
I think the reason why it's kind of annoying sometimes is because we can tell that they're doing it on purpose.
Yeah. It's pandering.
Agreed.
Yeah. You know, it's not like it doesn't belong or anything. It's just that a lot of times it seems like they are intentionally putting different demographic groups.
That's absolutely
whatever it
true.
Is.
I agree with that.
That's the part. It's kind of like, okay.
My whole, I don't have a problem with it unless it comes off as lazy storytelling.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I felt like when all of a sudden there was a show called How I Got Away with Murder. I don't know if it still comes on, but and then all of a sudden, like the main character Annalise Keating, they was like, she was gay in college or whatever. I was like, this doesn't fit. Like it doesn't fit
anything. Like,
so yeah. I it wasn't that they introduced her as engaging in homosexual behavior, but I thought this is lazy storytelling.
There's sometimes I'm caught off guard. When I say off guard, I know what you mean when you say you're looking for or you know it's going to come. Like, what's my boy's name? And we were talking about Eternals.
Oh yeah,
that has the husband.
Oh yeah,
you're from Atlanta.
Yeah, my boy. I can't think of my boy's name.
Oh,
dope
boy.
Actor though. Yeah, he's cold.
He's been killing it.
Like, well, I saw that, I was like, oh, okay. And then
kind of like the new Spider-Man is not Spider-Man, but Superman is gay. Like, it has to be written in. But I think we're getting a little farther away.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Let's not.
But go ahead, Terry. Do you have anything on just the concept?
I mean, it's always been in the culture, but it hasn't been out in the culture, so to speak. So, like, I mean, even down to the fashion, everybody was very into Versace. Versace was an openly gay clothing designer. Biggie rapped about wearing Versace. A lot of other rappers rapped about wearing
Biggie
Versace.
Biggie and Pac.
Pac too. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're rubbing elbows. It's like this is way before even rap Club 54. You know, there was a lot of different things going on there, but that was part of the entertainment culture.
Yeah.
That was just the visual. That's what everybody could see, but that's kept going on behind the scenes regardless,
right,
whether you're seeing it or not. So these are the people that are actually running the music business. So they're probably, even to protect their bottom line and their dollar, are telling people to not be open about whatever is going on out here. Don't talk about it, blah, 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 because they got to protect their pockets as well. Now, I mean, there's always been talks about things going on in hip hop that nobody knows about, mm-hmm, that other people don't talk about either. Because it's like, I mean, it's a community or a fraternity, so to speak, where things that happen don't necessarily come out in the blue. I mean, I've even heard stories about Rick Ross being kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Well, they say you either have to do one or two things if you want to really be put on. That's either start worshiping the devil or be gay.
I swear.
And the thing is, I know there's some gay people who are like, you know, where's my record deal?
No, you know what I mean? I just think, I don't think it's openly acceptable for, like, this machismo male hip hop artist to come out and all of a sudden he's Omar from The Wire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't see that happening anytime soon. Wow. I kind of see cliche or things that are just create a buzz happening as far as, oh, this guy came out and he's gay. But there's not any older people or people that you've known about that are coming out saying that they were gay. The only person that was caught up, never really even came out and said anything, was Mr. C.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's because he was caught up on multiple times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
law enforcement got involved.
He never came out and specifically said that I'm gay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But the incidents where he was caught up with were trending that way. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I don't really see anybody older in the business coming out male wise. I could probably see a female MC or somebody coming out saying that might be the case, but I don't really see any males coming out up front to say that they're gay versus the younger kids coming up that are more open to
being. You mean
being
more, like, established, older?
Yeah, more established.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, at this point in their career, it doesn't benefit them either which way,
right?
To say that I'm gay or not. I mean, because that ship is already sailed and they are who they are. And personally, I don't think that they would want their business out there like that if they've already made it this far without it being public eye. I don't know.
What's the point?
I don't know. I don't know. I guess that's for them to determine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Dig it. Let's
keep the conversation going on in the comments, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, definitely. Let's let's go ahead and continue and go to the next topic. So have you guys watched Club Shay Shay? You guys watched?
I've seen a few
the snippets.
Yeah, I haven't watched the whole show.
Shannon is
TV's dead.
Is that your
shows
new
aren't?
That's your new album name.
Depends on what show you watch.
Mm-hmm.
Club Shay Shay is Shannon Sharpe's podcast that he started, and I must say, I watch him, and the way he navigates interviews is impeccable. Shannon is really good, and like anybody that can sit in front of Dame and somewhat tolerate Dame and keep Dame on track, I gotta give you peace. Because we know Dame is a live wire anytime he's interviewed. So Dame has some interesting comments about, you know, social media and rap beef, and you know, these what he was actually listed as deadly rap beef, which is we've been seeing a lot. We've talked about so much in terms of these young boys out here acting crazy, but Dame had a couple comments I want to read to you all and see what you think. I think he's spot on, and we can kind of dive in on this. So as it relates to the beef, he says it's an algorithm that needs to be stopped. He says if you like to look at trolling and beef and it pops up on your phone, the algorithms are what's controlling us now. It's a program. It's knowing how to trigger people, and it's profitable off our dysfunction. And then Shannon goes on to say, well, what do you think would be an alternative to that? Because we know how ads pop up and it steers you towards things that you like. We see that all the time. Dame said YouTube should stop paying when people put out beef. Instead, people paying attention to the negative algorithm, they should pay attention to a positive one. So
who determines what that is?
That's the question. Because he's saying with YouTube, how about you strip away the pay for anything that's posted
that pushes anything that is mentioning specific violence or guns or death or anything like that,
that's demonetized?
It's not monetized.
Hmm.
Okay. Or the only monetization you can get from it is like YouTube Premium, or it's a yellow mark on it, which means that it doesn't get fully monetized. I'll pull it up and list it here in a second while you guys talk about it. But yeah, it's a laundry list of stuff that you can't monetize already on YouTube.
Aha.
Doesn't mean that people can't click on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you still watch it.
You know what I mean?
The impact, you know, you still go see it.
Well, some people take their monetization, like I've said this more than once on this show. There are people that they'll take money over. I'm sorry, they'll take attention over money.
Oh yeah,
okay.
Oh, especially in this era, cloud is king.
Yeah, we see that every day with IG.
Yeah, cloud is king.
There are so many people that aren't on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fake it till they make it.
Yeah, so there are plenty of people who are just like, yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and I'll put this out there. Maybe I'm not going to get my hay penny for you know, for this click.
Yeah.
You know, but I'll get the attention, and they live for the comments,
mm-hmm.
and you know, the attention.
What do you think?
The money's not even that important to them. That's what's messed up.
What do you think as it relates to, you know, Dame talking about the algorithm and the things that we see? Because I could think of there's a handful of bloggers that push that foolishness and live off of it and, you know, have become famous off of it.
I mean, the net in itself is WorldStar now. Like, nobody has to go to WorldStar to see WorldStar stuff.
No,
you know
they
what I'm saying? It's wide open. So, I mean, I don't think there's a way that you're going to be able to stop that from being seen, regardless of whatever algorithm that you use. Because if people are still searching it, the algorithm doesn't have a life. It doesn't breathe a life. It's just picking up what people are looking for. So it's going to mathematically keep showing that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not something that you can say an algorithm and you can go in there and fix it, because people are going to find a way around that regardless.
Yeah, but I understand what Dame is saying, though, because he's really kind of saying, let's not incentivize it so that people can kind of let's make it harder, yeah. I guess, essentially. And I can agree with that portion of it, because I do absolutely feel like we're incentivized in general, even still, just on regular social media platforms, to
desensitized to it.
Well, we are, but we're to keep attention in any way possible. Mm-hmm. Like that's what the algorithm is built for. It's like, how can I keep people's attention? And so, even though I said I'm almost done, I'm getting ready to. Hopefully, the internet's not dying too bad, but.
The list you were talking about?
Yeah, like what is demonetized or what you can't monetize on it. But I still feel like we're still incentivized for chasing clicks,
mm-hmm.
whatever that is.
Even if we're not getting paid for it.
And mm-hmm. there's ways around Wrong channel.
I mean, essentially, beef has been one of, regardless if it leads to death or not, beef has been one of the staples of hip hop. To say that you're the best, you have to battle against somebody. So that's not necessarily a beef to where I want to kill you, shoot you, or do some harm to you. But there is a lyrical beef, so to speak. Now, I think that's back and escalated, forth. Right? The back and forth, camaraderie that way. But it's escalated now to where when you bring like drill rap into it, and this didn't start it. I want to be clear about that because a lot of people give drill rap a hard time and act like this is when it started right now. No, it's been going on for a long time. It's just drill rap is a little more direct with it as far as like if somebody ends up dying and now I'm going to put them in my rap saying I'm smoking on such and so.
Right,
so
right.
You know what for I'm sure. saying? So that is, personally, that's out of line. I don't think that's necessarily the way to go. Even Wallo, who does the $1 million worth of game podcast with Gilly the Kid. He actually broke down talking to Dirk about forgiving somebody for killing his brother.
Very powerful segment.
Trying to pretty much give some game to Dirk. Like, please don't let this stuff that you're talking about lead you down that path to actually killing people. Because I know what you rap about, and the people in Chicago, they do that. You know what I'm saying? Regardless if you're telling a story or not, You're literally creating the soundscape for somebody else to go out and do it, regardless if you're going to do it or not. So I think that in itself is irresponsible. But we can't sit back and act like it's not something. They're doing it, like he's saying, because it sells, obviously. But I don't really think there's no way to pinpoint it and just get it up out of here like that. I just don't see it.
I think it's even being... it's magnified now because if you go to YouTube and just look and just search WAC 100, his name will pop up in 12 or 13 Clubhouse videos. And in the title, it'll say WAC 100 beefing with XYZ's person from his clique or whatever. And it's 14 or 15 of these. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's always going to be the case where if you know where to get it, you're going to be able to get it.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Right, but I don't think you should incentivize it.
No.
You know what I mean?
Beef and hip-hop, though, is essentially...
Has always been
the gossip. It's essentially the gossip part of other parts of entertainment. Yeah. So when you talk about such-and-such sleeping with such-and-such and they're going at it and we're on this reality TV show.
Yeah.
I mean, every aspect of entertainment has the same thing. They just call them different terms.
Go ahead, along with the... I know you pulled up some... Did your data come up?
Yeah, so there's lots of things that you, every time you upload a video and you are a monetized channel. So controversial issues. So if you have content about controversial issues that are not visibly disturbing, yet may contain descriptive language, limited ads. If you have content that is educational or documents content that's a public service announcement about drug trade or anything like that, or if you discuss terrorist attacks, anything like that, not monetized. Anything that's firearms related. Use of guns outside of controlled safe environments, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Not monetized. Hateful or derogatory content that may be offensive to individuals or groups, but is used for education, news, or in a documentary, can't be monetized.
Dang.
Enabling dishonest behavior. If it's content that's made to educate viewers on how to gain unauthorized access to something, blah, blah, blah. Not monetized. Recreational drug use.
How is Vlad getting paid?
Man, listen.
Harmful or dangerous acts, content showing but not focusing on physical harm or distress, including acts done in non-professional controlled environments.
He got about 10 or 11 of those, don't he?
Man, he's
shocking hitting, content.
He's hitting the mark.
Fleeting graphic law enforcement without educational content. Mm. Violence.
I did not know there was a content. List this big.
Yep. So this is, I mean, it's...
So it's hard to get paid on YouTube.
It is. Yeah. It is. It is hard to get paid.
No,
y'all pay attention then, because he just dropped a jewel. I was asleep.
Like, I watched something recently about, of all places, like, drill across the world.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just a Chicago. Nah. It's not
the
UK.
No, now they got a UK, a Northern Ireland, and you got these... You look at them, you're like, really? This is where drill has gotten to?
Yeah.
To where... In England and Northern Ireland, like, they're doing reply and disrupt.
Yeah. They can't even carry guns over there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all about switchblades.
Guns in a pogo.
Yeah. And I'm like, yo, what part of the game is this? But also I think about if they had YouTube in 1990, do you know be like out here? Can you imagine if NWA and Ice Cube at the height of their beef, they had YouTube channels?
The East Coast, West Coast beef would have been way worse.
It would have gotten so disrespectful. You know, to the point where, like, people would be like, yeah, yeah, let's keep that going. Like, man, the clicks would have been nasty. It'd have been something every week. You know,
I mean, gassing it back then was a magazine cover.
But think about how long it takes to get a mag. Like, the famous cover of Biggie and Puffy on the cover of Vibe is saying East versus West.
That's iconic.
Do you know, they had to shoot that, send it to the printer, and then everybody who had a subscription to Vibe, they had to get it.
That was a month's worth of work.
Yes, sir.
More time to think about it. And so, by the time you saw something in a magazine or read an article, like, that wasn't even true anymore.
Yeah, the cycle, it took so news cycle long. Already passed. Yeah.
You know, now we get things so quickly.
Yeah.
You know,
immediately.
We get things immediately. Somebody just jumps out the window and says, F so and so. Like, that's what they meant right then, and everybody receives it right then.
The beef song would have came out the same day they recorded it. Like, it wouldn't have been no pressing it and selling it and putting it in stores.
We uploading that thing today.
Because even when you think about, I know most people have picked up on it, but like, there's some people who just weren't outside during that time. You know, during the Chronic, you know, Dre was still had a little bit of beef with Cube. You know, so when he says, you know, sneak into the temple, you know, put the to the side of his white Sox hat.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing is, by the time that video was done,
they were cool. Yeah.
You know, but so people don't even realize Dre and Snoop are dissing Cube.
Yeah. Because Q was in the Let Me Ride video.
Yeah, so you know, by the time it got to Dre Day, you know, Dre, to make sure, you know, subliminally everybody knew it was all good, Dre had on a White Sox hat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but at the time, like, if you during the time of the recording, he was dissing Ice Cube.
Yeah.
You know, that's how things moved then. Now, if I'm dissing you, you know I'm dissing you because you read it on Twitter, it's on Instagram.
And it's getting retweeted and blah, 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 blah.
We're going to get on and do this podcast about it. I'm going to diss you there too.
Yeah. My life was never easy.
I'm going to get on all the platforms and know this is exactly how I feel right now.
I finally watched The Slaughterhouse Back and Forth too.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you think?
I absolutely agree with Royce and Joe.
You with Royce and Joe on that? Yep.
I hear it.
I was with them, and I still haven't seen it.
I just don't feel right. Look, this is their business and all that stuff.
Joel didn't have any points.
I don't feel like Joel is grasping the points that Royce and Joe are making about business.
Mm-hmm.
Joe and Royce are like, we never saw the contract. Like, we don't have any rush to put anything out Slaughterhouse. We own it. Why are we so quick to go sign a deal?
That could be trash.
When we don't need to.
Don't.
And we own all our stuff. And we're going to be working with somebody who doesn't like Joe, this Tony character.
I missed that part. Okay.
You know?
I missed that
part. It's like, you know, yeah. So I think it's also a misunderstanding. I think there's some sort of misunderstanding there too. But there's also some weird business going on between Crooked and...
Crooked is really, he wearing Joe out in terms of being responsible for a lot of it. Like, he ain't, but he, it's three or four things. Yeah, I didn't see him talking about Joe.
But him and Royce is back and forth. Royce was like, yeah, me and Crooked were close, but we're not anymore.
They're
still cool, mm-hmm. but it's just like.
Joel and Joe traded some pretty big insults, man. They said a couple things where I was like, whoa.
I watched it, and it's not even my place. But what I would say is that from everything that makes sense, and it might just be the perspective that Royce and Joe have.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when Joe said, "I'm bigger than this," he's right.
He said it with bass too.
But he's
said it
with bass. But he's right. And the
he's
thing
not wrong.
And all. The thing is, so is Joel. So is Crooked. Slaughterhouse could very easily be the same mold of a Run the Jewels. And we know how big Run the Jewels is off of what? Just Mike?
Come on, man.
Just Mike and LP.
You ain't going to catch a summer without them featuring on a festival.
And it's just Trackstar.
And the crowd going to be lit, and it's going to be sold out.
But that's what I mean. Like, they don't have to go mainstream. They can do them. They can drop just bars over dope beats
And they're going to do festivals. They're going to do bigger arenas.
Yes.
They don't need radio.
They don't need this deal.
Yeah. At all.
They don't need this quote-unquote bag.
The push,
I never thought about it like
that
long.
They don't need to sign a record deal. And that's another thing that they said, too. Royce and him were both like, we've been in this for 20 years plus.
Yeah.
We know better than to sign bad deals. Like, you should, like, you know, and it's why. Joe was like, why?
I'm not mad at somebody that I'm in a group with, and that's one of the homies saying, you know, let's pull back and think about this. I see your point.
But I also feel like Joel, and I'm sure they're good, don't get me wrong, but yeah, I feel like Joel and Crooked are in different tax brackets than Joe.
Yeah, 100%.
And probably Royce too. I don't know. Maybe not. But
Royce been getting a little producer.
Royce might have a little shady.
Yeah, he got a better Royce.
It feels like somewhere.
But you know, Royce did.
And I don't want to count their pockets, but from
premier joints, two of them. So yeah, that's true.
But from the outside looking in, it just looks like Crooked and Joel are like needing this, and Royce is just like.
But it looks better with all four of them.
Agreed.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, Royce is like, well.
Did y'all listen to the single I was talking about?
No.
I haven't even listened.
Yeah, go listen to that.
And then when Joel said, if you want to support me, go support the album.
Joe was like.
I agree with Joe, too.
I ain't buying that.
That's not support. I hate the reciprocal support. Like, yeah.
If you want to support Joel, go check out his last couple albums, which I've talked about more than once.
Just support what you like.
It would actually serve them better to be on Joe's show.
True.
You know what I'm saying? If they get on Joe's podcast and actually are able to talk about it.
Hey, Joe,
but unfortunately, that
bitch, you can say
burned.
Whatever you want about Joe.
Yeah.
But his platform, like, you know, because I tell DJs, you know, one of the keys, you want to get up on new music, you don't have to listen to the rest of the show. Listen to Sleepers.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. And because, look, that's how I got up on Cleo Soul. Because, like, Joe was through the moon for Cleo. And I was like, oh, how did I miss this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Cleo Soul is dope.
So you got to understand, man, like his influence, if he plays something on his Sleepers,
yeah,
you know, there's an immediate spike, especially if it's somebody who's just, you know, there's a lot of people that put out music and are not getting any push at all. But if Joe likes it and it makes it to the Sleepers, that's a real look.
And the one other thing, the last thing I'll mention on this, because I know I got sidetracked, but
it's
all good.
But the whole thing about the playlisting and Slaughterhouse's numbers being that high, and then mentioned Joe saying that they're fake plays, they are.
Mm.
Wow.
We know that exists.
The fact that Joel didn't know that showed me that he doesn't understand the same stuff that Royce and Joe understands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, they are fake. Slaughterhouse is not getting 713,000 plays from a playlist.
No. There's somebody that's going to be in the comments that's going to call you a hater, sir.
That's fine.
Go look at my credentials. Google me, bro.
That's what I say. Just do that.
I think we kind of
we hate every week. Okay,
new. I mean we're kind of hip to what's hate. Real and what's fake.
This ain't even hate.
That Google is strong. Though.
I mean, facts
right.
are facts.
I'm fans of all these guys.
Yeah, me too.
But so Google, I want them all to win. But
Google will get you right though. Let's go ahead and shout out our partners real quick, Mr. August. He says nope. He's going
to
do it anyway.
Thanks to our partners. Dr. Coleman of Coleman Dental is our go-to dentist. He's a longtime Indianapolis arts and music supporter located right in Broad Ripple. Printfinity is a screen printing shop based in Indianapolis, owned and operated by our own DJ J Diff. Our good friends at Indy CD and Vinyl operate one of the best record stores in North America. Shop new and used in their site or visit them in person. And the best way to support the new old heads is to visit our Patreon and become a member for as little as $3 a month. All details on newoldheads.com.
All right, so shout out to our partners as always. We appreciate
you know, let me stop.
Yeah, be careful. Let's go ahead and jump into the next topic. Shout out to Red August. Actually, he put me on to the this next topic, the Rush Challenge or the Verse Challenge. Is that what it's called? Open Verse Challenge. Sorry. Thank you, sir. So I watched the video for the explanation, and there was a young lady on there that really got in her bag. I think Lone agrees. She really jumped on that instrumental and jumped in there and got busy on this challenge. And what I was not aware of is there's a chance that first of all, the record charted once she recorded it and, you know, Russ approved it. But there's also a chance that the young lady might see a little change. I know the proceeds will go to the original record if Red August, if I heard you correctly. But she's going to get a chance to get a little bread because that record charted. I think that concept is dope. It gives somebody an opportunity that wouldn't have had that. And now,
similar to the Yo Gotti situation.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Good call.
A lot of crowdsourcing in hip hop right about now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think that's dope. And you get a chance to Lone said he saw, I only saw hers, but I guess there were more submissions. I didn't see the other ones. I'm sure there were some other good ones out there, but I mean, the young lady that took care of business. So shout out to her, and hopefully she get a little change. But I think this idea is dope. What do you think, Lone?
Yeah, I think it's a cool idea.
What you think about the winner?
I don't remember what it sounded like. You know, I'm fine. I mean, everybody was making a TikTok video with it, so I don't even remember which one hers is, but I'm sure I heard it.
It was in the pocket on that thing. I will say that.
Yeah, I mean, she sounded all right. You know, she fit. The thing is, it's like almost everybody's like rap sounded super similar.
Okay.
You know, they kind of rapped on it kind of the same way.
Handsomer.
Mm.
What you think about the idea of a charting and the possibility of her getting a little cheese?
I didn't even know you got money if stuff charted, so that's cool. You learn stuff every day. I don't know how.
I ain't saying why. She broke off. I'm just saying.
No, I mean, but where does that come from? Just because if you hit a chart, the Billboard pays you? How does that work? I've never heard of such things.
I don't know. I just was going off the video.
It goes back to our conversation talking about the whole exposure thing over the money.
Yeah.
Just getting that click.
Because her exposure is going to be way more than any coins that she got.
Thousands
and
thousands more followers.
This was definitely worth it for to sit and record a quick little video rapping to something.
Mm-hmm. And to see Russ react to it and then share that made it that much better because he was bobbing his head and going crazy.
Yeah, I saw quite a few really good ones. Hers didn't. I kind of remember it. I don't remember it like fully, but hers didn't stand out to me any more than anybody else's. So the reason why I'm saying that is not to bring her down. It's to say that there were a lot of really good submissions. So, you know, I think it's a cool way to kind of source for talent and to potentially collaborate.
Image is everything.
Yeah, I think that's probably part of it.
It's tough.
So the original song was already out?
Yeah,
it was on his album.
Yeah. Oh, was it?
Which is a good album.
I think it would be cool to do this with it. If it was an open verse and you haven't put it out yet, then you can actually give people percentages of the stuff they do. You know?
That would be dope.
But other than that, yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Shout out to Yo Gotti. What you think, Jay Moore, just overall?
You know, I look at it as something, this is going to be a trend in hip hop coming in, 2022 on. You're going to see, you know, like I said, crowdsourcing content from the internet for rappers that have already been signed or have a situation like Russ to where he's not technically signed, but he is a force in this industry, whether you want to believe it or not. You know,
Logic does it too.
Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. So I hope it's open not only to MCs, but maybe producers coming
producers
up.
Have been doing it.
You know, yep. I mean, just
50's known for grabbing a handful of producers.
I mean, this open verse challenge thing, this has been an open thing for producers already. They've been doing it. So
So I'm
on TikTok.
I'm excited for anybody who gets a shot and gets, you know, because sometimes, you know, of course, like I've said the thing on this show and more than one time on various shows about people being paid in exposure and attention as opposed to money. But, you know, when you're starting out, that's really how it works.
Right.
You know, you can't pay me in exposure and attention, but but
you're not getting paid in that.
No,
days are over.
Yeah, them days is way over.
Okay, I was just checking.
As far as like, say you know, if you can get on with a Yo Gotti or Russ or whoever else is trying to do this, and you know, and your verse can be the one that's considered the winner. You know, the thing is, you know, the people who work at these record companies aren't particularly creative or smart, and a lot of look. Think about
creative or smart.
Or smart.
Huh? I mean, think about what you've seen.
Throw that in there real quick.
You know, once somebody like 50 Cent pops off, it's like, let's get the next 50 Cent.
Yeah.
Once somebody like Alicia Keys or Beyonce, let's get another Alicia Keys or Beyonce. Like, it's not like somebody's like, it's very rare that somebody's like, you know who I really liked back in the day? I like Tracy Chapman. Let me see if I can find the next Tracy Chapman. Not nobody at a record company is doing that because that's not where the money is.
Maybe I'll do that.
Stop, man.
So, you know, if you
carbon copies.
So what you're going to see now is you're going to see there might be a whole television show based around, you know, an open verse challenge, you know, and you can get on a song with whoever. Get on a show with
making the band,
DaBaby.
Don't do that.
Or Lil Baby.
Meg Thee Stallion.
Or whoever the baby is popping at that particular time. Yeah. You know,
it's little toddler.
Yeah. You know, they're not going to be like, oh, I'm going to come up with something different, because coming up with something different is hard. And that's not how you get money right here and right now.
Yep. So it's like, right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I like it just because it opens up, it makes it a little bit more democratic. It makes it to where people can get a shot at something. I just want to make sure that, and it's not for me to make sure, but I hope these people understand that even with this, more democratic system of letting people into the game, that there still has to be some paperwork in order. And, you know, it's kind of like when all the people who got signed off of American Idol, you know, those people signed really bum deals, you know.
Kelly Clarkson doing pretty good.
She doing good, you know, but everybody else, like, you know, you had
Ruben Studdard.
Don't do that.
Simon had his piece at 19 Entertainment. All these people had to get a piece before you saw any money.
Ruben Studdard's still out here eating.
I hope he is. Yeah. But man.
I mean, clearly.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, and that's not fair that I said wow. that.
Are you fat shaming Ruben Studdard?
No, because I was, look, because the thing is, I was out one night, and this is when I had been working out, and I remember, you know, I was. Young lady, she's like, you know who you remind me of? I was like, a who? And I'm thinking,
he said a who? He put his voice,
exactly.
He heard his voice go down.
And she was like, Ruben Studdard. And I got all mad. I had been working out and eating good. I was like, man, she gonna
say this ain't
like
2004.
Ruben Studdard. But then she was like, I always thought he was so sexy. And I was like, well, you know, I've been trying.
Hey, man.
As far as all this stuff is concerned, I think it's understand value.
Yeah.
Outside of money,
mm-hmm.
and get your paperwork right.
Yeah, yeah. For real. I'm sure anybody's got a little time to record a verse and shoot for the stars, so to speak, try to get some exposure. But
yeah,
I mean, you know, it all comes with a price or not.
Because
because
the thing is, you'll mess around and he's like, okay, now we're gonna put this out and you're gonna be with so and so. But if you don't pay attention to what you're signing, you'll be like, well, wait a minute, 360 deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people are just so happy to be sitting at a table when actually signing some paperwork that they don't care what it says in the first place.
Right.
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Shout out to Ruben Studdard, man.
Kelly Clarkson getting her paper.
Yeah.
Jennifer Hudson getting her paper, and she didn't even win.
She been in movie. You know, the thing is, that's what's wild.
That's true.
It's because, like, I thought.
She might be the biggest. Because
I was like, who won? And it was like Fantasia.
Jennifer Hudson.
I doubt it. Kelly Clarkson is definitely the biggest alumni from that show.
You're right.
Biggest. Fantasia
did good.
Fantasia
though.
Up there too, because her tour game is high.
But Jay Hud did good. Got the acting and things. And
the thing about Jennifer, she didn't even win, and she's doing so well.
I feel you.
Jennifer didn't even win.
Jordan Sparks is doing okay.
Is she?
See, anything else, man? He on one. I know he's on
the
one.
The country singer girl, what's her name?
Kelly Pickler.
Is that her name?
I don't know.
That's not it.
There was somebody who.
What is he doing? Long, what was that?
And the old dude that Tommy was Pickles? runner up with Kelly Clarkson. He does the Dr. Pepper.
He got Dr.
That's the sweet one.
You know that's messed up with you. The person who won has a talk show.
Yeah.
But but you got a Dr. Pepper commercial.
He dresses up like a bootleg prince and sings it's a sweet one.
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's get this last topic, man, because I'm still trying to figure out who Kelly. What do you say?
I remember Kelly Pickler, but that ain't the one I'm thinking about, though.
I thought Long might know. All right. So, I know.
Why? Because she white?
No, don't do that. I wasn't going to say that.
This is a TV show. I haven't watched TV since 2006.
Sorry, man. I didn't know if you might know her. Okay.
I barely know Kelly Clarkson.
You know her from 40-Year-Old Virgin just because old dude screamed it when he was getting the hair removal.
I don't remember, but I'm sure if I watched it, I would remember.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bada bing, bada boom.
All right, man. So let's get this last topic in before we get out of here. So we've narrowed down, I believe, our producer list to around 100 and some change.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of producers.
Yeah, we're going to have a
Long put
poll.
Together a nice video.
He did. Shout out to Long.
Packaging.
He worked, very hard on that. Very hard on that.
It took me all day.
Yeah. Shout out to Long because
he put in
that.
8 hours.
Long, yeah. I think you said, we talked about this before going on about having a poll so everybody can vote.
Yeah.
To see.
So I think this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
So when we did the MC list, it was really just kind of us.
Yeah.
Right? We just filled it out and did the bracket. But I think we do it the same way, but I think we do open it up for, we'll create a poll for So we'll have each one of us will act as an individual person where all of our percentages. So if we will rank each one of the producers based on whatever category for all the categories, 1 to 10, and based on all the categories, that's their final score. So each one of us here will have one, Mike will have one too. And then, but for the polls as well, we're going to do a poll this year. So we're going to allow anybody who wants to submit as well, we'll combine all the poll together to as one grouping too. So people that can actually participate in what we're doing. So that'd be kind of cool. But I created a poll, a form, a Google form. It's not done yet because I got a couple more things to add. But it lists all of the producers on there. And I think, and it's got a 1 to 10 that we can vote for each one of them. I think we're going to go through there and just kind of rank those based upon if we think the producer should be on the list. And then we'll cut off the tail. So we'll either keep 100 or however many we do. And then we'll cut those ones off. But we do have to finalize our criteria too.
Yeah.
So that's the last thing we really have to do. And yeah,
I think the poll, I think the poll is a great idea. One, because you know, it helps us be interactive and it involves our supporters, which is dope, but it also gives us a chance to, like you said, possibly trim it down a little bit. And I was talking with Lone, and well, all of us actually were talking prior to coming on about, in order to have a good, genuine conversation, there are going to be producers on the list that we may have to do a little homework on to refresh, you know, to kind of go through some music or listen to some albums to be able to, you know, fairly critique them.
Right.
You know,
and I don't want to give somebody a 5 on something because I don't know their material.
Right. And I think that's only fair. So I know there's going to be a handful of producers that I'm going to have to personally go do homework on and get suggestions from you guys of what I need to listen to just to be prepared. So when we actually go in, it's nothing fugazi about
it. You mean you're not up on the Ayatollah? You're not up on them Young Lord beats?
Nah, man. I got to do some research on a couple of these guys, bro. I'm openly sleep. I will admit it. So
openly sleep.
Openly on a couple of them, I had to
lucid dreaming in the now.
Yeah,
man. I'm gonna do my due diligence, man.
So I was thinking about, and we also mentioned in the pre-show a little bit or before pre-show about this list is going to be about producers that produce hip hop records.
Yes.
So a lot of the producers that I'm personally a fan of, and maybe a lot of us are, that maybe don't work with a lot of hip hop artists, won't be on the list.
And that doesn't mean they're
not. So for example, Suff Daddy's not going to make it, even though he's got some really dope remixes and really dope instrumentals. He doesn't have a lot of work with artists. Flying Lotus is probably going to struggle because he doesn't have a thorough catalog of this.
Incredible. K-Tronada's kind of teetering.
K-Tronada's probably going to struggle a little bit because of this as well.
So don't get mad because you don't see Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't even a contender.
This is not that. Yeah, this is not that. I'm just saying.
But yeah.
So but they are one of the greatest production duos of all time.
But specifically, like, there's a whole sect of producers out there that are super dope. Mr. Carmax and the Selection guys and, you know, everybody affiliated with them and Monty Booker.
That's a whole nother rabbit hole.
Yeah.
You know, Monty Booker does work with a lot of people, but
yeah, he does.
Smino. Smino, and yeah. But there's a, yeah, that's almost like a different type of list for a lot of these guys, the Takus and stuff like that are instrumental based.
It's real vibe, like the vibes. It's just, I think you said there was someone like it's kind of
even
like
Smino is a vibe artist, like Goldlink. He's a
Goldlink. That's like K-Tronada, his main artists he's worked with were. Yeah. Mick Jenkins and Goldlink, you know what I mean? So
and we talking about people that are incredible producers though, you know, that really extremely talented.
They ain't taking anything away from
them. They would just struggle too much on this list. So some of those, K-Tronada, I think he'll still probably be on the list, but he's probably not going to do super well. But like the Freddie Joe Kims, you know, the Eric Lyles, you know, those type of guys, they're probably Takus, you know.
We were going through the video. We started to see people pop up and I actually caught myself getting excited because there were a few people that popped up and I'm like, man, I know he's going to have something to say about it towards the end, or this person might might shock someone.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to turn out. I don't know. It's going to be interesting because of the criteria. I will say that.
So let's finalize the criteria. We have a few minutes left. So I have on here, it says drum programming, melodic elements, sampling or original, body of work, longevity, / longevity, could be both, I guess. Collaboration, versatility, types of different artistry that they worked with. I think that might benefit artists that work with different types of hip-hop producers, but also maybe they dip into R&B as well and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Hit-making ability / cultural impact. Influence, upon peers mostly. Overall product, the final song quality, like how good are the songs that they produce. Listenability. Maybe we might need to cut that one. Because
listenability?
Because yeah. that's kind of based on maybe trying to bring some of these other guys in. I think we cut that one. And then style versatility.
Do we want to open that up to, our community to see if they want to add anything? And we
it's been open for 2 weeks.
That's
so.
Right. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So, you know. Nobody's added anything?
Nothing. No, nothing significant. So.
All right.
Style versatility. I don't know. Is that one that we want?
I think the last two, listenability and style versatility, I wouldn't be mad if those were trimmed. I don't
definitely
know how y'all
listenability
feel.
I think should probably be trimmed.
Be trimmed, yeah. Style versatility.
Style versatility, I can kind of see that.
Okay.
As a producer being able to
That's
kinda,
important.
Kind of do that's more kinda, than one more than one lane, so
right,
to speak.
Right.
But it's also
kind
of
you hear it and you hear certain elements that point you to that producer, mm-hmm. but as soon as you hear it, you can't really you know what I'm saying?
It's kind of similar to the collaboration.
That's what I was thinking.
Depending on the collaborator.
Mm.
You know, I guess.
I think everything else looks pretty good. Like you said, listenability, if you chop that and leave everything else, I don't think anything is doubling up. Lone, I see what you're saying about the collab versus style versatility.
I think there's an argument for them still being
keeping them
though. Yeah.
So maybe we trim listenability and just
keep it at 8.
Keep everything else at 8. Yeah.
I think we can roll with that. What do you think, Jay?
No, I think that's exactly what we should do.
Okay. There it is. So we got the 8. Now we'll just go through the when we get a chance, we'll go through the poll system and
make sure we add CNC Music Factory.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, heat.
Is that like making metal? Like CNC machine?
No, we don't need them.
It's not CNC machine, man. It's CNC
Music Factory. Factory yeah. is in the name. What are they cutting?
CNC Music Factory.
Records. They're cutting
that's,
records.
That's right. We forgot to put Freedom Williams on our favorite MCs list.
Yeah, we did.
Freedom Williams, huh?
Yeah. He's
I'm trying to get a nut to move your butt.
Oh, well, Red August.
That was on the radio. That was on the radio.
Go ahead and timestamp that so we'll know where to find it.
Nah, that's legit. It was on the radio.
Come on now. Come
it was on the radio in the 90s, mm-hmm. man.
Okay. Is that the criteria they going? We
hey,
going
90s
off
was a real. If you can make it on the radio in the 90s, it was PG.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Things that make you go, hmm.
Yeah.
Which he stole. What they stole from Arsenio Hall.
Yeah, they stole a lot of stuff.
They try to play
just ask Martha Walsh. Yeah, they she's stealing.
Hey, she had a whole bunch of stuff. Not even just
Black Box, Strike It Up.
Not even from just CNC Music Factory.
It's doing her wrong.
Golly.
She got that money, though.
That's the lane.
She did have
that's
some,
the lane that yeah. that Lizzo needs to be. Nah, and I ain't even slighting her. Here I'm just saying, as somebody that wants to champion something,
yeah,
she should definitely champion the. It's the artistic.
It's Raining Men.
No,
not that one.
She should champion the not so to speak. You know what I'm saying? I can't really say it. I don't know.
Let's
go ahead and yeah.
She should take that lane though.
Yeah, every time we talk about Lizzo,
she should big up
like,
that.
Why you got to be fat shamed? It's like we didn't say nothing about her being.
He
fat.
Ain't say nothing about
come on,
nothing,
man.
Yeah, only I did.
Lizzo got fans. Get out of here.
Yeah, that last song didn't do nothing, but it is what it is.
You go hate.
What? No, I'm sorry. I work in the clubs. I know what song's working.
It ain't go off.
No,
you sure?
Don't nobody want to hear that.
That new Lotto go off though.
Yeah,
Mulatto.
Lotto. Will she change her name to just Lotto?
Yeah, I know.
Is it a feature?
I don't feel like that's any better.
It is a feature. 21 Savage, I believe, is on there.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Red August Bounce.
That's probably going to do some numbers.
It could. You know, there's some other records that you think are working, but they're not. But I'm not going to even mention who it is.
There you go.
Does it begin with a...
Yeah, oh, man.
I'm not gonna say who's not moving the crowds out here.
Be careful now. Be careful.
You know, y'all know who it is.
Be careful.
And that was not a slight at Lizzo, man. I mean, she got her thing, but she needs to pick the right lane.
Does the name rhyme with Sticky Rirage?
I mean, she got two. Look.
Look, man. Look.
Got two songs with Lil Baby. Don't know why they want to hear either of them.
Well, Lil Baby is striking out because he got a whole album with NBA Youngboy that I heard ain't that great. But And he was trying to say it was the this generation's Watch the Throne, so to speak.
Oh, no. Let's just First calm of all, down.
People need to chill out.
I like Lil Baby, but I have no excitement at all to listen to that album.
Listen, I'm getting tired of people comparing all these young artists to Biggie and Tupac without the credentials. Just because you're popular online does not equate to the same thing that Tupac and Biggie had.
We're in the era.
Let's get that clear.
We're in the era of the predictions. People jump out the window a lot.
Yeah.
Or compare, not predictions, comparisons.
Look, this is when I had to stop listening to people on the internet. It was when they was talking about Rapper Go to the League might be a classic.
Who made that album?
Two Chainz.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the name of the album?
Was that his last album?
No, this was like two albums, like maybe two albums.
Two albums?
Or the album. Remember, there was a Two Chainz album. Everybody was like, man, this is a classic.
Was that the one we was listening to on the way to Tennessee?
That's
we
it. Like, this that's it.
That's it.
Now, that album is trash.
I mean, no, it's not. there were a couple joints on there.
Hey, the Knife Wonder joint was cold.
No, but a couple was joints don't make an album.
No, but they were making it seem like, yeah, Two Chainz is he's the breakthrough. I was like, I'm sorry. I listened to that record, and that is it. This ain't that.
His newest album sound better than that album.
I mean, the song Rose Gold Stripper Pole, I like that.
Hey, let's get it.
Y'all sound like
I applaud 2 Chainz for being able to come out of that Disturbing the Peace little ordeal, and he's still out here doing it.
When he had a different name?
Yeah.
He could rap. He could rap on Player Circle. He could rap.
But that was a different group.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was different, but I'm just saying.
That wasn't under the DTP umbrella, I don't think, either.
You're right.
Yeah.
Shout out to Field Mob, too. I used to like Field Mob. All right, man. Let's,
you know, there's a rap group that this is a real thing. There's a rap group called Jim Crow. Look it up.
I remember that. Yeah.
You heard them long?
Yeah, they're dope.
And on that note, newoldheads.com for all the education you need this year, as always. Shout out to the chat. We appreciate you. Shout out to the supporters as well. We'll see y'all in the comments. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
In a minute.
Yeah.